Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome again. We're on from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, we're a podcast. John Cobell Show on Demand. So whatever you missed, you can hear. If you heard it once, you can hear it a second time. You can play it backwards, whatever you want to do. Moist line is 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. That's Friday, but we start taking calls now, so phone in. Michael Monks from KFI News is with us because this cracked me up when I saw it. An L.A. City Councilwoman by the name of Monica Rodriguez has called for a new Department of Homelessness, which I thought we would have that already since we've given them billions of dollars. But apparently we do not have a Department of Homelessness. I don't know what we have. But that's why Michael is here, to tell us why is there this call for Monica Rodriguez? What am I missing here?
Happy Monday, John. Thanks for having me back on. You know, when you say that you don't know what we have, you're not alone. And from my observations of city council and board of supervisor meetings, even some folks in the highest echelons of local power are a bit confused about where the money is going, how it's being spent, and you're really seeing it hit ahead in recent weeks and months. And so this latest call is from Councilmember Monica Rodriguez. She represents the 7th District, so the San Fernando Valley, communities like Sun Valley, Mission Hills. What she says is there are organizational, quote, silos. So this means multiple organizations out there, as we all know, doing at least...
These are government departments.
Government, quasi-government organizations, a variety of different organizations, all with seemingly the same goal of addressing the homeless crisis in LA, but not communicating well with one another.
I see.
So she says that this proposed department, which would report to the mayor and the city council in the city of LA, would improve coordination and transparency. She says it, quote, can help verify what each level of government is doing to solve the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time.
And this doesn't exist up till now.
It does not currently exist. There are...
Really?
There's not a Department of Homelessness currently. She concedes in her statement, quote, I cannot say with certainty that we have an efficient operation free of redundancies.
Well, it's certainly free of competence because, you know, there's two propositions that got passed in 2017, Prop H and Prop HHH, one for the city, one for the county. Billions of dollars spawned off these two propositions. Where is it all gone?
Well, neither the city nor the county is completely clear on the efficacy of the various programs. You're probably familiar with LASA, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority.
Yeah.
That was created by both the city and the county. It's governed by both. Well, now both city and county governments are angry at this organization. The county has called for a full financial audit of it. The city has recently adopted an order that would require LASA to provide data. They say LASA is not providing the data that we're asking for. Basically, wanting to know what type of progress are you making.
But it's been around for years, and they've always claimed that they do know what's going on because they keep asking for more money. And
both governing bodies have said in very public meetings recently that apparently is not the case. And so there is a call for a Department of Homelessness at the city level to sort of navigate these waters.
In fact, a few years ago, one of the heads of LASA was leaving, and he put out a press release praising himself. And the thing he praised him for was hiring hundreds, thousands of employees, some massive number. This was to prove his efficiency. What did all the people do? They, in the meantime, the homelessness kept skyrocketing.
It has been criticized as being a pretty solid jobs program for people who are not homeless.
Well, I'm just wondering, what do they do all day? If you could take a camera inside the bowels of all these homeless agencies, what would we see?
These are the answers that I think some local government officials want, because the public is demanding that. You know, the public wants to know, well, what is the progress? Because if you're looking in your neighborhood and you're not seeing the situation dissipate the way that it was promised, you've got questions about where all this money is going.
Well, I mean, you go down Hollywood Boulevard, which I'm sure you've done,
course,
right?
Because
you live downtown, so you've seen all kinds of atrocities. And that's been going on. I mean, the homelessness really hit hard around 2017. So let's say 7 years. 7 years, that's well over 2,500 days. These people got up every morning, took a paycheck, went to bed, and accomplished nothing. Meantime, the homeless people are coming in by bus, by train. Their families are throwing them out of homes.
It's not just this proposal to create another, maybe it's another level of bureaucracy within the government to navigate the other levels of bureaucracy to tell you what's happening. But today downtown in the federal courthouse, there's a hearing about auditing the homeless efforts of the city. So this is the LA Alliance for Human Rights that had successfully sued the city and the county and reached a settlement with them both about, hey, you have to do something about the public areas and the way that they've been overrun, and you've got to find some help for these folks.
How many times can a public official or an agency stand up and say, you know, something's got to be done here? I feel like I'm in an insane asylum.
I think that the politicians or the elected officials, if I'm watching these meetings correctly, are hearing from their constituents that the show us where the money is. Not necessarily show us the money. They know the money that's being spent. Oh, yeah. But show me the results. And that's what's been happening.
They had a dodge for a few years. Every time you ask them, they said, well, you know, we had a COVID situation here and a health emergency. Well, that has been the case for 3 years now.
This lawsuit is related to that. This emerged during the beginning of COVID, that we clearly have to do something about this since we're supposed to be separating. And we should maybe find out today whether a federal judge is going to order an independent audit.
All right. So Monica Rodriguez calls for this. Has anybody responded saying that's a great idea, or what are you, nuts?
I haven't seen anything publicly from anyone. This was originally announced by her on Friday. And so what will happen is it will go to the homeless committee on the city council. Uh-huh. And she's a member of that. So it will be discussed there. But I think creating another city department is probably a lengthy process. So this isn't the last
and a costly process.
It could be.
There's a lot of people going to be employed just investigating whether this is something that's reasonable to do. I just wonder why they don't talk to each other. You know what I realized, and this is obvious, and we've talked about this before. If they solve the homeless problem, all these people would be unemployed. They'd all be out of business. So what's the motivation for them to get people off the street and keep them off? There isn't any.
You certainly find criticism of charitable organizations in that regard. If they do ultimately solve their stated purpose, then what is their purpose?
How come Irvine doesn't have this problem?
That I can't answer.
All right. Michael, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, John.
Michael Monks from KFI News. And he mentioned about there's a lawsuit filed by the LA Alliance for Human Rights, and they want Judge Carter, a U.S. District Court judge, to do something about the situation with homelessness, and they want to get an audit done. I'm going to tell you more about that in the next segment, because that hearing has been going on. More coming up. Can you believe that? All these years later, there is no agency in charge of all the homelessness money that we've spent. And the city and the county are both pissed off at that fake Lhasa agency, which all they did is create more homelessness. It's fascinating. That's not fascinating. It's because it creates more jobs for them, for themselves.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We just had Michael Monks on because one of the wacky L.A. city councilwomen, Monica Rodriguez, I'm not making this up. She woke up and decided that we needed a Department of Homelessness in Los Angeles. We have almost 45,000 homeless people. Oh, people experiencing homelessness. Vagrants, bums, drug addicts, mental patients. That's what normal people say. So we got 45,000, and she goes, you know, we need a Department of Homelessness. Now there's 70,000 in the county. And we have this superstructure organization called LHASA, Los Angeles Housing Authority. I don't know what the S is for. What does it matter? 70,000 people, and the numbers keep going up. Ever since these organizations, these agencies were created, expanded, funded, fully funded, we got propositions passed, more tax money, more borrowed money, and you get more homeless. I've never seen such a failure. There's such failures. There's such failures, and there's no resistance to their failures. Well, Michael mentioned this lawsuit, and there's a group called LA Alliance for Human Rights, and includes a lot of businesses who accuse the city of not doing crap when it comes to the homeless problem. They've gone to a judge, U.S. District Court Judge David Carter, because they said the city has not met the terms of the settlement. And they're aiming at Karen Bass's Inside Safe program. By the way, this will prove to be the biggest piece of BS that you've seen in years in local government. Karen Bass is full of it. She lies a lot when it comes to homelessness. Just flat out lies because she doesn't know what to do. Well, actually, she knows what to do, but she doesn't want to do it. And so if you cross off all the things that obviously work for 99% of the other cities in America, if you cross all those possibilities off, then you don't know what to do. Anyways, this judge, David Carter, has in the past said we should have an independent audit of what LA City does. It's supposed to be a hearing today. I don't know what the outcome has been. But let me see. Who did this story? Channel 5 did a story. And this is the most important paragraph out of all the paragraphs you're going to read about vagrants and bums this week. Bass's office claims that during the first year of her term, more than 21,000 homeless people were brought in off the streets. Now, the way that's worded, doesn't that mean to you if there's 45,000 people on the streets in the city, there should be only 24,000 left? In other words, almost half have been taken off the streets. Does that seem right to you just using your own eyesight? Does it seem like 21,000 people have been removed? She keeps insisting this. I think it's a complete lie. But she, you know how it works. Some incompetent failure of an official like Karen Bass stands up and says it, and all the doofuses in the media go, yeah, that's what it is. That's what they claim. You know, 21,000 have been taken off the streets. Yep. I don't know why the current group of reporters and editors and producers even got into journalism. I don't know why they bothered. I don't know why they're not working at Taco Bell. You could probably make better money by now anyway. Now, if you go to Karen Bass's website, Inside Safe has its own website. They claim they've put 2,100 people into interim housing and 402 into permanent housing. Now, I'm pretty good at math, so I can add up 2,100 and 400, and I get 2,500 people. So where is this 21,000 people were brought in off the street if you only put 2,500 people into interim or permanent housing? Well, what happened to the other 19,000? Well, that's not addressed here. What a sleight of hand that is. Yeah, we took in 21,000 off the street, 2,100 into interim, 400 into permanent. Excuse me, that leaves 19,000 other people. Where'd they go? They're off the street. Well, were they in Karen Bass's basement? Well, they're in her swimming pool? What? Judge Carter had said at a previous hearing, which provider is producing results out there? We have no benchmark and we have no accountability. It's as simple as that. That's the thing. They give millions and millions and millions of dollars to these nonprofit scam criminal operations. And the people running the nonprofit scam criminal operations pay themselves six-figure salaries. But there's no report card like, well, how many people did you get off the street? And they stayed off the street. How many people went into drug treatment and are off the drugs? Or how many people are taking their mental illness pills? Nothing. Don't know anything. So I imagine tomorrow we're going to find out the results of this hearing. But I've never seen such an obstinate, set of government employees and elected officials. I mean, Karen Bass was prancing around Paris. Did you see that? She and other city officials went to Paris to see how the Olympics are being run. Because Paris has the 2024 Summer Olympics, which is obviously starting in a few months. So they were breathless and enjoying, you know, all the great restaurants and the fine wines that France has. Meantime, here, you got a judge saying, we have no idea if any of this works. In fact, we do have an idea. Almost none of it works. How about this? It's almost a complete failure. Meantime, and this is what we're going to get into in the next segment. Proposition one. Gavin Newsom, this was his idea. In fact, he engineered it so that it would appear in March and there wouldn't be competition with other propositions. He even made sure the number was one. It wasn't supposed to be one. It should have been the next number in order. I don't know where they are. They're in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s. But one, Proposition One, standing by itself. And he figured because he's so beloved, he would just say, hey, vote for this, and people would. Except half the state, more than half the state, hates him. And right now you have almost an exact 50-50 split. Now, because the incompetence and the failure extends to all the county registrar offices in the state, we still haven't counted all the votes from 2 weeks ago, certainly not in L.A. County. So right now, imagine this. There's 12 million voters. There's 7 million. I'm sorry. There's 22 million voters. There's 7 million that actually voted. A little over a third voted. Two-thirds of the people don't vote. A third voted. Out of those 7 million votes, it's a 20,000 vote difference between yes and no. Yes means they're going to spend about $10 billion on mental health treatment and drug treatment. They're going to redirect $4 billion they already have, and then they're going to borrow $6 more billion. And almost half the state at the moment has said, you're lying, you're full of it. This is another scam program. We'll tell you about this because no on Prop 1, that group, had conceded, and now they've unconceded, and both the no people and Newsom want, well, basically, they're going to get a recount. They also want to find the people who voted and had their votes tossed to get a chance to correct their ballots. They're screwed up ballots. I'll explain all this when we come back.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, you go to the iHeart app for John Cobalt Show on demand. Moistline 877-MOIST-86. Call in. Let's get going this week. 877-MOIST-86, whatever you're pissed off about. You may not realize this, but old gelhead Newsom has driven California really into a ditch. And I will explain. First, to follow up on what I was saying in the last segment, Gavin Newsom wanted Prop 1 passed. He manipulated the system to get it on the ballot in March when it would be the only thing on the ballot and to give it the number 1 in order for it to stand out. And he thought it was an easy win. He didn't really campaign for it until late last-minute polls showed it was 50-50. These polls were right. It is almost exactly 50-50. There's 22 million people registered to vote in California. Only 7 million plus bothered on March the 5th. And at the moment, the vote is a 20,000 vote difference. 50.1% yes on Prop 1, 49.9% no. So yes and no is separated by 20,000 votes. And you're saying, well, what's Prop 1? I didn't notice that. Well, this borrows $6 billion for the vagrants. Mental health and treatment, allegedly. And drug treatment, allegedly. But this just adds billions onto the billions we've already spent. And it's all failed. It's just shoveling more money into all the failed programs. He didn't realize he was so unpopular. opponents of Prop 1 had no money to spend. So Newsom had the stage all to himself, and he did some appearances, and there were some ads. But he didn't really try that hard because he thought, oh, it's obvious. I propose this. People will vote for it. Well, they didn't. Even in a state that is 2-1 Democratic over Republican, so many people can't stand and, more importantly, can't trust Newsom that almost half has voted against it. And now both sides are scrambling to chase down votes from people who already voted. Let me explain. A lot of people voted and their ballots were thrown out. Maybe they did a mail ballot and the signature either didn't match or it was missing. And if you do that, it gets tossed. However, there is a provision that allows you to cure the ballot. Not like bacon, but you can fix it by bringing proof of your real signature or adding your signature after the fact. And Newsom has sent out the word through Democratic channels, let's find the list of all the people, Democrats, who voted yes for this, but their signatures were thrown out, their ballots were thrown out, kind of in a panic. Meantime, those against Prop 1 had already conceded last week. Of course, that doesn't mean anything. That's just a press release. Even if you concede and you win anyway, then you win. You don't give up your rights to win because you conceded. Well, they're now looking for people on their side who submitted ballots and they got tossed because of signature issues or whatever else. And so the vote is going to be up in the air. There's still less than 5% of the vote out there. But there's going to be a recount, I imagine, and there's all these disputed ballots or tossed out ballots that have to be accounted for. So here we are on March 18th. Election day was March 5th, and nobody has any idea if the biggest proposition on the ballot is going to pass or not. Nobody can tell you because we have an incompetent, failed governor, and we have a bunch of boobs running the county registrar offices, and the whole system has failed. And you can't argue otherwise. Oh, you're just being negative. You're always complaining. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't think it's unreasonable that if you have an election, once every 2 years, that the votes are counted accurately and quickly, like it used to be. So, by the way, this Proposition 1 is borrowing $6 billion, which after interest is $12 billion. It's also going to take money from other homeless projects. It's also going to redirect mental illness money. So I don't know. It was impossible to tell if there's anything good in this. And when you can't tell and Newsom's behind it, you vote no. And that's what most of the public did. He is so worried about this that for the second time in the last week or so, he has postponed his State of the State speech. He's afraid to give his State of the State speech because one of the centerpieces was going to be, hey, look what I did. I got this proposition passed, and we're going to get billions of dollars to deal with homelessness and treat the mental patients and treat the drug addicts. Look at me. Look at my hair. Look at my chin. Except it's not passed, and he can't give a speech promising all these new programs and innovations in dealing with the homeless and then find out it didn't pass, there's no money, and he's got egg on his face. So he keeps postponing the speech, which nobody's ever done before. It really was supposed to be a centerpiece. It was originally scheduled for Monday. It's the second time he's delayed it. And he wants to run for governor. I mean, he wants to run for president. Listen to this clip. I'm sorry, this quote. From a staff member in the Sacramento legislature, an anonymous staff member, told this to the California Globe. Newsom has a lot riding on this speech. He only has a few left until he's out of office. Outside of major disasters or when major dignitaries are in town, this is when the most cameras are on him. And for explaining policy, this is his best shot. He has the presidency in sight for 2028. Imagine what giving a speech on the assumption that one thing is going to pass or fail, and then a few days later, it does the opposite. His opponents would be playing that for years. And remember, this is the same governor that brought you the whole French Laundry debacle, Panera Gate, and decking that kid while playing basketball in China. He's flailing right now because he has a huge budget deficit, the largest budget deficit California has ever had. He lies about it, but the real total is at least $78 billion. 2 years ago, he claimed a $100 billion surplus. Not only was there a lot of Wall Street investment profits that were pouring in, people with fat stock portfolios who were selling some of that stock and sending the capital gains tax to Sacramento. Not only that, but Joe Biden was sending in billions of dollars to California to cover all the COVID nonsense. So he spent $9.5 billion sending out $1,000 checks to 23 million people in California. Remember that? That was $9.5 million, which, by the way, aggravated inflation. If you wonder why your grocery bill is up 25 to 30%, that's one of the reasons. It's because Newsom dumped all this extra money into the system, which came from, some of it came from the federal government. Jerry Brown's last budget was $140 billion. Last year, it was $308 billion. It went from $140 to $308 billion, and now he's closing in on a $100 billion deficit. That's how incompetent he is. He took one-time money gifts that he got from Joe Biden. He spent it on a lot of new programs, such as free health care from birth to death for illegal aliens, free lawyers for illegal aliens. He can't do math. I mean, seriously, he can't add and subtract. We're not talking about trying to do quantum physics here or advanced calculus. We're not asking him to land a rocket on the moon. Clearly, he's not Elon Musk, but he can't do simple math. To go from a $100 billion surplus to a $100 billion deficit in 2 years, you have to be really reckless and stupid to do that. There's no other way to put it. And now he's stuck. He can't give the speech because his pet project that he was going to promote for the next year and brag about is stuck in a 50-50 near tie.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
There is now, it's clear much of the left-wing media wants Biden out of office because they're so terrified of Trump possibly winning. And so there was a well-known Pulitzer Prize-winning Washington Post columnist by the name of, I think her name's Catherine Parker. And she had a column begging, literally begging Kamala Harris to quit. Because it's obvious that you vote for Biden, you're going to get Kamala Harris as president at some point. Because he's not going to make it for almost 5 years. Oh, can you imagine him being around 5 years from now as president? So she's saying, get her off the ticket, begging her to quit. And there's a lot of negative stories about Biden's mental and physical health now in coming from networks like NBC News, which has been reliably left-wing for a long time now. And they had a story today about Joe Biden is seething. He's grown angry and anxious about the re-election campaign. He is now snapping at his aides over the bad poll numbers. They told him that his poll numbers in Michigan and Georgia had just sucked. They're bad because of the way he's handling the Israel-Hamas situation. And he starts yelling at them, which, of course, is what you do when you have dementia. Biden is now second-guessing everybody's strategy. He thinks he's got a great record. I don't know if he likes the millions that came over the border or it's that like 30% grocery inflation. I don't know which one he's proud of. But his approval rating is now lower than the last three presidents who lost re-election for their second term. Trump, the first George Bush, and Jimmy Carter. Bush's number is lower than all three. And he's wandering around the White House angry and yelling at people. But if you look at the border or the inflation rate, that's why people are not voting for him. Conway's here.
Hey, now, that's Biden's number?
Biden's approval number is 38%.
Wow.
Lowest anybody has ever had.
I'd love to have that.
You'd like to have a 38 approval?
You bet.
What is your approval number?
I just saw it, 17. We have a warning for people live in Irvine. And no, it's not, Bellio buzzing around, 100 crazy new skateboard that she bought. But there's a big problem with crime in residential burglaries in Irvine. 34 break-ins in the last 35 days. So,
oh, my God. Deal. That is terrible.
It's horrible. Yeah, because people spend a lot of money. The Irvine cops are great. And there's just too many guys wandering around with nothing to do during the day. Southern California is poised for another wildfire super bloom. I know you and the wife like to get out and look at that.
We have, actually.
Have you really?
Taken long drives looking for super blooms.
Yes. Really?
Is that right? Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was a good day.
Really? Yeah. I couldn't imagine doing that. I mean, I could just by myself. My wife would not be into that. If I would say, hey, you want to take a 3-hour drive to go look at flowers? She was like, well, we go to Home Depot. I'm at Home Depot. I think I'm at Lowe's. I think I'm at all kinds at Lowe's.
Okay.
Yeah. You can just go look at them there. What do you need? What do you need to see? that's the kind of woman I married. She's like, why do I need to see that? I go to Hobby Lobby. They're all fake. You can see fake flowers like you. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on with you? And then we also have the Pike Outlets, which is in Long Beach for you West Side guys. I had to close down because of fights.
Fights?
Yeah, fights in Long Beach at the mall. Kids not agreeing with each other and then battling it out, duking it out.
Wow.
I've never seen one of those, but I don't know. What would you do? Would you film it or break it up? I don't know.
I'd run.
I don't know.
Because guns aren't far behind.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of that out, though, with the wild bloom flower observer.
No. Yeah. No, fights never break out.
No, because everyone's all high on weed, looking for flowers, and those little toads. Have you ever found those little toads you lick and you get high? You ever do that with Deborah?
No. We never go out licking toads.
Have you ever gotten drunk with your wife? Like, really, like, smashed?
Early on in the dating process.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where you guys were just feeling each other out? I mean, you know, mentally. That's my move.
That's your move?
That's my move. I don't often bring it out in public,
but
that's my move.
You were probably alone a lot if that was your move.
It's called Over the Top, John.
All right, Conway's coming up.
Ding dong.
And we have news, but I don't know the name of the news person.
Oh, Ashley.
Ashley what?
Ashley Babbitt, Thompson, Ashley Furniture.
It's not Ashley Thompson. Furniture. It's not Ashley Furniture.
Ashley, what's your last name?
Johnson.
Ding dong.
Jeez.
I got it.
You ought to get to know her.
She's great.
Okay.
She's better than Crozier.
Johnson has the news.
Ah, come on.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.